Yeah.
Okay.
Just like Y-O-U.
Okay. What are types of fowl around here? Do you use that expression?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I would say not hardly any. Now we have pheasants,
uh-huh.
and I think they would be called fowl.
Yeah.
And now quail's called bird.
Yeah.
And pheasants sometimes is called birds. I think we call pheasants birds more than we do fowls.
Okay, but it sounds like fowl's a special type of bird, perhaps.
We just don't have. We've got some. We've got pheasants. We've got quail. We got doves.
Mm-hmm. What do you keep chickens for? What do people use chickens for?
Eggs.
Yeah. What is a male pig called?
A male pig.
Yeah, is there a special name?
The female's called a sow.
Uh huh.
Male's called a boar.
Okay.
And a castrated male is called a... I can't come up with it right now.
Is it a barrel?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it too? Barrel?
That's it. That's a barrel.
Okay. What about a male horse?
A what?
Male horse?
Male horse is stud.
Okay. And what about a female?
Female's a mare.
Okay. What is a bronco?
A bronco is a wild horse, or one that's never been broke.
Okay. Do you have animals around here that sort of look like horses but aren't, have longer ears? And
mules?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mules much?
Not many. Few. A rarity.
Is a mule the same as a jackass?
No. Jackass. I can't tell you all the difference. I've called mules jackasses.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is a difference. I'm not absolutely positive. Now, burro is a difference.
Okay. Alright.
A mule is a cross between a horse and a jack.
Okay. Is a jackass a donkey then?
Huh?
Is a jackass a donkey maybe? Is that what the same thing? Or?
I think the jack is a donkey.
Okay. Do you have a special name for a string of horses?
I'm not much of a horse person on that. We have quarter horses, and there's a difference that way.
What about a bunch of horses in a group, like in a string?
Well, cattle would be a herd.
Yeah.
I think horses would be, too.
Okay. What is the opposite of rich?
Of what?
Rich.
Poor.
Is there something such as poor cattle that you know of?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we run out of feed, yeah. We'll get poor.
Okay.
Now I'm not being smart with you. Was you trying to get a different answer?
No, I'm totally wondering what poor cattle is.
Yeah, they just feed cattle short on feed.
Okay.
Sometimes the cows that mother the calves, if we get a dry year and grass gets short, they will come down quite a little bit in weight.
Okay.
Because they're giving milk to a calf.
Okay. Is poor sheep then about the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. You got other terms for castrate?
For what?
Castrate.
Well, for kitties, animals like that, they call it neuter.
Okay.
But with the cattle, we call it castrate.
Okay. Do you know what a euphemism is?
What?
A euphemism?
No.
It's a word that you use in place of another word that might be offensive.
Uh-huh.
So a euphemism would be something that makes it more proper. So I'm wondering, for these terms like bull and boar and ram, can you think of words or euphemisms that you would use around ladies?
I've heard some good ones. One of them for the bull, the lady called it our gentleman cattle.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course that hit everybody funny. She'd been better off. She just said boom and went on.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't draw attention
to
it.
Out around the ranches, the women go out to help the men.
Uh-huh.
And they help them castrate the cattle and stuff. It's just, like you, your car, you have a flat, why don't you change it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,